This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome back to the seerah of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are going to pick up where we left off when Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira came to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he came to give him this option. This Utbah, Abu al-Walid, he came to Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and given him the option to have all the power he wants, all the money he wants, all the power he wants. If it's illness, they will look for the best doctor. If it's magic, they will look for the best magician and so on to give him. And we learned how Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us the etiquettes of communication, to listen and so on, do not interrupt and whatever. And when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم had told al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula in Surah Fussilat. And he came back to says, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا قُلْ أَنْذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلُ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. And he said, أَنُشِرِكَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّحِمِ. This is again, it's a warning. That if you, in أَعْرَضُوا, they turn their back and walk away from you and they don't heed to the message. It says, I warn you, a صَاعِقَة, this thunder, would be like something to destroy them, as that would happen to the tribe of Ad and Thamud. And he was so afraid because he knew deep down that he is a prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, but obviously his stubbornness and so on. So when we said that Abu al-Walid came back to the people and he says, Wallahi, I have heard things, I've heard poetry before. This is not poetry. I've seen magic. This is not magic. And I've seen the Kuhan, those fortune tellers. This is not fortune telling. I tell you, what he's saying, the Sha'n Azeem, it has a great potential. So he says, da'uh, is leave him. Leave him propagate. فَإِنْ ظَهَرَ عَلَى الْعَرَبِ. And if he becomes apparent among the Arab peninsula, among all the tribes, فَعِزُّهُ عِزُّكُمْ وَفَخْرُهُ فَخْرُكُمْ. And his glory would be your glory, and his pride would be your pride. He's from you. He's from Quraysh. Or if he goes out to tell the Arabs outside about this deen, the new deen is Islam, and they kill him, somebody else would get rid of him, not you. You don't have to deal with Banu Abd Manaf and all the family and the tribes of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is a win-win situation. Is leave him, and that is my opinion. And that do whatever you want. Again, the people says, Wallahi, and they said the same thing, this is his sihr, he used magic on you. Now, when he's heard what he heard, he gave it up. And now the people of the tribes said, we have to go back to him, negotiate one more time. Maybe he didn't listen, you know, very well, didn't understand the message that Utba, Abu al-Walid, was given to him. And he did not really have a confirmation that he says, it's flat out no. It's unequivocal no. Because he only recited some verses from the Qur'an. He didn't say yes or no. He just recited Qur'an. And he told him in the end, هَذَا مَا عِنْدِي فَذَبْ. سَمِعْتْ. You heard. This is what I have to say to you. And that's it. You do what you have to do. So they came back to him again. These are the leaders of the Quraysh now, coming all the way to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And they started to, he says, can we discuss with you certain things? Can we negotiate certain things with you? He says, please come in. And they started repeating the exact same options and the exact same offers that Utbah, Abu al-Walid came to him, Rabi'ah, and he came to him and said the same thing, same offers to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. So he listened to them again, fully. And when he's finished, he says, Wallahi, ma bi, ma taqulun anni. I don't have what you're telling me. I do not have what you're saying. I have this illness, I have this magic, and I have this voodoo. He says, Wallahi, ma ji'tukum. لَأَتَوَلَّ أَمْرُكُمْ. I did not come to become your king. وَمَا جِئْتُكُمْ طَمَعًا فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ. I did not come to you being greedy to have your wealth, nor that I have the want to be among the honorable amongst you. It's not that. I have come to you as Bashir wa Nadhir, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to be. I come to you to give you the glad tiding of Jannah and warn you from the hellfire. And I have received the Qur'an to share with you. He says, فَإِنْ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَهُوَ حَظُّكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So if you believe in the messenger that I've come to you with Islam, and believing that I am the messenger of Allah, and believe in the Qur'an, this is your reward in this life and in the hereafter. And if you do not heed to the message, he says, I have relayed the message. وَأَصْبِرْ. And I'll be patient. حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiate between you and I. That's it. Amazing. The argument is given very beautifully.
No one in the right mind would understand that he's not after wealth. He's not after power. He's not after king. He's not after women. He's not after, he doesn't have the illness. Do you know that? Everyone knows that he's speaking the truth. He was known for that beforehand. SubhanAllah. Amazing. But when shaitan starts to whisper, you know, lures all these acts of the calamities and being disobedient to Allah, makes it beautiful to you and gives you all these excuses. You believe it yourself. So when Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told him that I'm not after all of this, I'm after just to tell you, believe there's only one God. They didn't stop. They gave him another offer. He said, okay, maybe سَيِّرْ عَنَّ الْجِبَالِ سَيِّرْ عَنَّ الْجِبَالِ وَفْسُطْ لَنَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Meaning what? Take away the mountains from us. Take it away. And make this land so massive. وَفَجِّرْ لَنَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And give us all these running rivers. And give us all these bounties. وَأَحْيِ لَنَا الْمَوْتَى. And revive all these dead. And especially قُصَيِّ بْنِ كِلَبْ. SubhanAllah. They want him to revive the dead, and they have a special request. Could you please have Qusay ibn Kilab come to us? What do you, akhi? You want some fries with that? Allahu Akbar. It's like an order. They're giving him an order, and it's like it's amazing, and all of that. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ listens again. And when he listens, what does he do? He says he repeated the same argument. He said, here's what I have to tell you. And I'm not after 1, 2, 3, 4. I've come to you with Islam. I've come to you with the Quran. I've come to you with the Sunnah. If you heed to it, here's what you get. If you don't heed to it, here's what the warning. And again, he says, this is what I have to offer. They didn't stop again. They said, okay, how about this? Bring to us a malak, an angel from the heavens to testify for you. And how about some mountains of silver and gold? He says, Subhana Rabbi, how is it? Glory be to my Lord. I'm only a messenger, a bashar. I'm only a human being, a messenger. And he repeated the same argument. Again, same argument. And then they didn't stop there. They added another one. He said, okay, if he can't come up with this, and people come up to him, said, Wallahi, we asked you for very reasonable things. If you don't heed to it, we don't believe you anymore. You're asking me for reasonable things. You're asking for mountains of gold and silver. You're asking me to revive the dead, especially with this one man that was honorable before, and to bring him out. Allah help you, Wallahi. So people says, yes, we're asking for very reasonable things. So the last one they said, okay, I'll tell you what. Ask your Lord to punish us all. Go ahead. Let the heavens rain stones. This just tells you how mental they were. They would rather be destroyed than believe in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the scholars will tell you, even if you believe he's the messenger, do not ask Allah to destroy you. Ask for something else. Something good. Not something bad. But the scholars will tell you that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not want to ask for that, because if he did, it would have been their destruction. And by the way, some of the opinions are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He's given him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that offer to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would give you everything they asked. Jibreel came in and says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them all they asked, all that list. But if one of them disbelieves, if they disbelieve after all these miracles and the signs, they will be destroyed. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ashfaq alayhim, he still felt compassionate. Subhanallah, ya akhi. How Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, beautiful heart. So check your heart, akhi and ukhti. How much animosity and hatred and enmity between us, between you and brothers and sisters. Is it time for us to let go? Is it time for us to reconcile our differences, unite our heart, mend it? It is time, wallahi. Especially in the beautiful month of Ramadan. It's time. Now, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, if I asked Allah, it would be their destruction. But of course, he left his dua when? The time of the shafa'ah. SubhanAllah. Even then, going through these difficulties, he still said, I will save that dua for the shafa'ah on Judgment Day. Every Prophet and Messenger has one dua that is accepted. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ saved that dua for Judgment Day to help us. Allahu Akbar. So can we not love Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and follow his sunnah? if you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبُبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran, if you claim that you love Allah, follow me. Who is me? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ, Allah will love you. It's a very simple formula. And in the end, after all of this, they said, wallahi, we will not let you go. Till what? Till Allah destroys us or destroys you. We will not let you go to propagate. This is either will be our end or your end. So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ took that very hard. This is his people. This is his family. This is his own tribe. These are the people that he lived with. These are the people that he grew with. He still had that something in their heart. So he went home asifa. He felt bad, in despair. But however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn this boat around. As you will see, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was protected. Even Abu Jahl, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq, he had in mind something. He says, that's it. We came up to him, we said everything what we had to say. And I'm going to kill him, whatever it takes. No more negotiation, no more Mr. Nice Guy, we're going to go kill him. And he says, that's it. All I want from you is to look after my family. And I don't care what Banu Abd Manaf will do to me. I don't care anymore. I need to kill this man. He's done what he's done, and we started to negotiate with him. We came up to him with all these reasonable offers that we talked about. Of course, the reasonable offer, the mountains of gold and silver, and blowing the rivers and taking away the mountains. Allah help us. All these, apparently to them, was reasonable enough. So Abu Jahl says, okay, تسلموني, will you give me up? He says, wallahi, لن نسلمك أبدا, لن أبديا. We will never give you up. He says, we will fight those who will fight you, and we will look after your family if you die. Rest assured, we will be there for you. He says, okay. When Muhammad alayhi salam comes in, as he daily comes in, into the haram, I will take a sakhra, a big rock, that I can barely carry. He is now telling him how big this rock will be, and I'm barely able to carry. And when he puts his head down to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, I will let it fall on his head, destroy him once and for all. That's it. I've had enough. So now, it was showtime. The following day, everybody came out to watch the show, to call his bluff. This is a man with big words. Abu Jahl is now waiting, and people were sitting around. Now, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ walks by, and Abu Jahl is watching. As soon as Prophet Muhammad ﷺ started to pray, Abu Jahl, he actually did. He picked up a big rock, and he came up to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and everybody's watching. Will he actually do it? Will he follow through with his words? And now, he goes up to Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. As he raised the rock, he dropped it, he took his hand down, as his hand like clamped on the rock, and he turned around, ran away. And he said, people said, what happened to you? All this talk yesterday, you're telling us that I'm the man, I'll take care of him, and you take care of me, and all that. What happened, man? When he called you bluff, it's all gone and done? What happened? So he says, wallahi, as soon as I raised that rock, I saw a fahl, which is a male camel. I have never seen anything like him. وَكَشَّرْ عَنْ أَنْيَابِهِ. And he started to show me his teeth. Big teeth. And now, he says, if I come one step closer, he would have eaten me alive. So in a hadith, it says that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Hada Jibril alayhi salam." If he stepped one more step forward, he would have taken him. Subhanallah. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in so many ways. And by the way, you will see inshallah later that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked for the people to protect him, or either his grandfather, then his uncle, and even also the wealth of Khadija radiallahu anha, as you will see Abu al-Husn a bit later. And what happened to him when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you from the people. He says, that's it, leave me alone. Imagine. And even another narration is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that about the prophets and messengers before him, what happened to them with their tribe, but it will not happen to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him the glad tiding, that's not what happened to you. It will not. So Prophet ﷺ was comforted, but that's a bit later in the stage. Now when Jibreel alayhi salam protected Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was a lesson for us. a lesson for us, that to make sure at least that we believe in this, that this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will bulldoze. According to the Qur'an, it will be apparent upon all religion. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. And even if the disbelievers abhor it, do not like it, and even if those idol worshippers or those idolaters and all these polytheists and all these people do not like it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لِيُظْهِرُهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this deen the number one. And as you see it, inshallah, this is something that is tangible, and they know it, and they can't do anything about it. Even though the media and all the wealth and all that stuff that they have, nothing, subhanallah. And this is by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula, that this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we protect it. But we can't sit back and do nothing, we'll do our part, inshallah. After this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now going around the Kaaba. Another day. Now, Wa'il al-Sahmi and his al-Aswad came in, and Umayyah ibn Khalaf and al-Walid ibn Mughira, all these among the leaders of the tribes, saw Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Can we talk to you?" He says, "Of course." He says, "We have a great idea." And listen to this great idea. He says, "Listen, Ya Muhammad, why don't we worship your Lord?" Great, mashallah, sounds good, very good. And you worship our lords. Not so good. First portion is good, second portion, unfortunately, they dropped the ball on that one. They said to him, said, "Okay, no problems. We worship your God, no problems, we have no problem with that. But as long as you worship our gods too." Fair enough, fair deal, doesn't it? It sounds very fair to me. We worship your Lord, and you worship our Lord. Again, you know, wahdat al-adiyan. You've heard this before, from some of those call themselves scholars. Allah help us, wallahi. They says, "Okay, why don't we all become one religion? You know, all these religions on the face of the earth, they have the same message. Why don't we just make it one? Let's just get together, forget the aqidah, forget the beliefs, forget what's lawful, what's unlawful, forget the six pillars and the five pillars and the six articles and all that stuff. You know, let's be politically correct, ya akhi. Let's all, get under one table, in this round table, no boss, and we just become one melting pot." Subhanallah. Melting pot where, man? Yeah, up there somewhere, melting pot, sure. But here, nah. No, inshallah. This is what the offered Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses in this honor. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And it's repeated twice. Say unto the disbelievers, "I will not worship what you worship, and you will not worship what I worship," and I repeat it again, and so on. There is no compensation. In another narration, says, okay, if they saw that the Prophet said flat out no, so okay, have an idea. We worship your Lord 1 year. You just worship our gods 1 month. Thanks for playing. Nice try. Didn't go. So okay. We worship your Lord 1 year. You worship our gods just 1 week. Nope, not that either. Okay, how about this? We worship your God 1 year. You worship our Lord just our gods 1 day, just 1 day. Nope. There is no compensation, akhi, when it comes to aqidah. You cannot tell me that, you know what, I believe today, I don't believe tomorrow, and so on. What if you die that time on your day? Allah help you, wallahi. But of course, we're saying what's in the heart. As we mentioned, the revealed, again, Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed verses according to this. But do not compensate your aqidah, akhi. Do not compensate your belief system. This is what you're all about. This is what your creed. This is what it's heaven or hell. It's not getting a job or getting fired. It's not being promoted. It's not just graduating. This is life and death. This is heaven or hell. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed other verses. He says, they come to them and he started to give them some more options. Believing in it and believing in what they believe in and so on. Trying to go back and forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed others. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Not you, inshallah. Jahilun, the other jahilun. Not you, inshallah. He says, "Do you come to ask me to worship anybody else other than Allah, O ignorant people?" Subhanallah. Amazing. Ya akhi, if somebody comes up to you and he says that, I visited different homes and you see different people with different signs and different faith. Allah help us, wallahi. Especially with the brothers and sisters who become Muslim and they don't know how to deal with it. Wallahi, I feel sorry for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ni'mah of Islam, ya akhi, la tuqaddar bimal. It's priceless, wallahi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with Islam. So hold on to it, inshaAllah. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him some other revelation. When they asked Prophet Muhammad to do what? says, change this Quran, we will follow you, but change something about it. Okay, let's not just be sticky about this, you know, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ يَا أَخِي. Could you just change that? We'll follow you, but change something. There's a story about this, by the way. These are true stories. In another country, shall be remain nameless, one man came from another religion into the fold of Islam. So the other people tried to get him back. They said, no, don't worry. You know, which one do you like about our book? He says, you know, this part here doesn't suit me very well. He says, no problems. This part? This one right here? He says, yeah. He says, okay. We'll just take it out. You happy now? Come back. He says, okay, come with me. He took him to the imam for the masjid. He says, yeah, imam, you know, I like Islam and everything, but you know this book of yours, Quran, this just one verse here I don't like. Can you take it out? He goes, امشي ابن الله. He goes, get out of here. He goes, شفتوا أولاد الله. Do you see how they deal with it? We cannot compensate, man. Are you kidding me? You cannot be bought and sold. يشترون بها ثمنا قليلا. They buy of it, what? ثمنا قليل, very little. Little to what? Comparing to the heavens, comparing to the hereafter. That's what his ثمن قليل is all about. Then Allah revealed, ائت بقرآن غير هذا أو بدله. Come with another Quran as opposed to this one instead of that, or exchange something. Just change it. قل ما يكون لي أن أبدله من تلقاء نفسي. قل التلقنية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Prophet sallam, it's called قل التلقنية. Say, يا محمد, unto them, it is not up to me to change it or to say, well, but ما أوحي إلي. I will only say what is inspired unto me. It's not up to me. And for the proof of that, why would Prophet Muhammad ﷺ say that Maryam is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen above all women? Couldn't he have chosen his own mother or his own daughter or his own wife for that matter? It's not up to him. And if it was the case, even Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha would have actually said that if it's the case, he would not have actually exposed himself. He says, أَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقَّ أَن تَخْشَهُ. You fear people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of being feared more. Of course, the story of him was, you know, being bashful, that Zayd ibn al-Haritha radiallahu anhu ardah was the story when he was asked to divorce and Prophet ﷺ would marry her after that. So this is the idea that Prophet ﷺ is اتَّقِ اللَّهُ وَمْسِكْ زَوْجِ, and hold on to your wife. And even though he knew that he was going to marry her, to establish a rule, as we will talk about later on in Nasir, inshallah, that when it comes to, you know, being adopting and so on, is not a portion of Islam. And these are the rules to Sharia, right and wrong, lawful and unlawful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us that what is right and follow it, and show us that what is wrong and stay away from it. Wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.